Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today's our communion service. I just want to share something briefly, then we'll take some time to pray and receive the communion. All right. I want to read a few scriptures, then we'll go into it. Let's start from Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. We can all get there if you can. Are we there? I want us to read together. Are we ready? I can't hear you. Okay, let's read. One, two, go. Let's do it one more time. One, two, read. All right. DJ, give us the scripture that says, teach us to number our days that we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. All right, guys, I want us to read this also together if you can. One, two, go. Let's put some energy into it. One, two, go. I like this one. If you don't mind, let's do it one more time. So teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. All right, one last one. Ephesians 5, verse 16. One, two, go. So redeeming the time because the days are evil. Okay. Before we go into explaining what those scriptures are saying, we're going to do an exercise also. Are you guys ready? I'll tell you when to do it. For the next 1 minute, we're going to do something. We're going to do nothing. Okay. They'll put a timer on the screen that will have 60 seconds. In that 60 seconds, I want you to do absolutely nothing. So you cannot look at your phone. You cannot talk to your neighbor. In fact, I just want you to keep your eyes on the timer for this next 1 minute. DJ, go. All right. Praise God. Can you clap for yourselves? Yes. Don't worry. You know why you're clapping for yourself later. All those scriptures we just read were pointing to something. The first one says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Meaning that the things you put in comes back as a harvest. So seed time and harvest doesn't end. I mean, the things that you invest come as a return. Okay. The second one we read says, teach us to number our days. Teach us to understand that we are under the frame of time. so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. The third one says, redeeming the time because the days are what? Evil. We just watched 1 minute go by and we did nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the truth is that because 1 minute doesn't seem like a big time, it's very easy. It doesn't seem like a lot of time. It's very easy to waste 1 minute. Very easy. It doesn't seem like a lot. And the bad thing about it is that, number one, it doesn't seem like a lot. Number two, you actually have a lot of it in 1 day. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. 1 minute doesn't look big. And God has blessed you with 1,440 of that in 1 day. Really, if you have 1,440, what's the big deal in wasting one? Am I correct? If you waste one out of 1,440, you have 1,439. You are still loaded. Am I correct? You're still rich. I mean, imagine having 1,440,000 naira, and you give somebody 1 naira. You're still rich, y'all. Still rich. Still loaded. The only challenge is that if you keep on wasting that 1 minute, you eventually waste more than your lifetime. Now, you waste your lifetime. They call it lifetime because life itself consists of time. What makes life life is the time inside it and what you do with it. That's why they call it lifetime. And that's why that guy said, teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. So teach us how to redeem the time. That word redeem is what you do when you like exchange. You like, you buy. So, hey, life consists of time. And they give us 1,440 minutes every day. And the great thing is that they reload that account every 24 hours. I'm just trying to show you that the natural tendency is for you to waste that 1 minute. I mean, I have enough for today. And the great thing is that even if I waste today's own, tomorrow, they refresh my account. How many of you watch those movies where they tell you that you have to spend this amount of money every day? You know, if you see, it's like, I can finish that money. And they will load it again the next day. Praise God. Those people that work in telecoms or whatever, where they dash you credit. You know, for the time when you didn't have that job, credit was valuable. When they start giving you that credit, and you will call everybody you know to call, and there's nobody to call again, after a while, you have nothing to do with it again. Am I correct? It's up in your phone. The way life is structured, if you are not careful, you will waste time. You have 1,440 minutes every day, and your account is refreshed every 24 hours. It looks like a lot, but when you look at people's lives, all you need to do is to go and look at people's lives. Those people you are looking at, they've squandered that thing every day, all their life so far, and they've not been able to convert it into anything. In fact, the bulk of human beings in this earth have not converted that time given to them every day. It's loaded in your account every day. God is so good. He loads it in your account every day. To be honest, the last thing anybody should say they don't have in this world is time. That's the last thing you say you don't have, because they refresh you every day. Praise God. What people might actually lack is sense, not time. Because that one, they give everybody that one. Time. Without discrimination. Sense, some people truly don't have. I don't know about you, but some people don't have it naturally. To be honest. But that time, if you are tall,
If you are short, if you're in Nigeria, if you're in America, if they hate you, if they like you, if the system is good, it's not good, good government, bad government, whatever it is you are facing, they refresh you. Every 24 hours, they reload your account, they reload your credit. Every 24 hours. And it's not your fault. All those things will tend to gender waste. Just try it to any child. Just be giving the child 140,000 naira every day. There's no way that guy is not going to be wasteful. Am I correct? 140K every day. He's going to be wasteful. It's hard to see a child. Just be dashing him 140 and he'll be saving it and be planning something big. I want to start a company. No. 140K every day. My brother, I'll blow it. That's the natural tendency, is to waste it. Especially when you waste it 1 minute at a time. It's easy to part with 1 minute. It's easy to part with 1 naira. Somebody getting what I'm saying? It's very easy to part with it. But why they gave you time is to convert time to anything that you would ever need. That's why they say redeeming the time is something you used to redeem. What you do with time is that you convert it into whatever you need. That is how to have wisdom in this life. The credit, there's practically nothing else God gives us equally. There's practically nothing else. If it's height, some people are going to be taller than some people. Am I correct? If it's strength, some people are stronger than some people. If it's sense, some people are smarter than some people. From beginning. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. There is no resource God gives us equally again, other than time. No other resource does he give us equally. Our gifts are different. See those guys that he gave talents, he gave one 5, gave one 2, gave one 1. Nothing else does he give us equally again, except time. Time is the only thing that Bill Gates gets the same as you. Ronaldo gets the same as you. Pastor K gets the same as you. You get the same as you. Your neighbor gets the same as you. Every single person in this life cannot claim to have more than 24 or less than 24 hours. It's the same all of us have. That's the only thing God gives us equally. Yet, why is there a lot of disparity in our lives? It's about that time. It's about what you do with that time. Hallelujah. And my challenge to you today is very simple. I just want to see if I can motivate you to begin to recognize time in minutes. Begin to understand that 1 minute can be so powerful. 1 minute can be so powerful. Even though it looks small, even though it's refreshed every day, it's in abundance every day, but 1 minute, you lose your life 1 minute at a time, you gain life 1 minute at a time. It's all about that 1 minute and how you spend it. Hallelujah. A footballer, a medical doctor, whoever, has an amount, let me say it this way, let's use a doctor. A doctor has to spend his minutes in medical school. But when he spends those minutes or those time in medical school, it gets to a time when he's qualified, they start paying him per minute also. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. So it is how he uses his minutes earlier in his life determines what his minutes later in life is worth. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. It is what you do with your minutes today determines what your minutes will be worth tomorrow. So if you waste your minutes today, your minutes will still be, in fact, then it gets to a stage, because this is how it works. Your minutes are first neutral. If you invest it well, they begin to earn you money per minute. If you don't invest it well, it continues to be neutral. After a while, it continues to cost you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I will explain. So as children, usually, our minutes are neutral, because we have people overbearing our major cost. So why they want you to go to school when you are young is so that you are converting your minutes, you are redeeming your minutes into skill and knowledge and experience and different things that is supposed to give you value, so that in your later years, your minutes is now earning money. In fact, the idea is that your minutes are supposed to be earning more money than you used to even learn. So when your minutes are earning more money, that 1 minute that was zero now becomes money. For the guy that didn't do much with his 1 minute earlier in life, he reaches a stage in life, everybody's charging him. So for him to even be alive is costing him. It's minus. Oh, if you are here and you live in a rented house, oh, there's a cost to every minute. You know, your rent's expiring. That's your rent. It's going. If you can't renew the rent, after it expires, you are owing. Because it's just, and that's in our time, it will never stop. It doesn't say, you are busy this week. Let me wait. Mm-mm. It will keep running. You move from being neutral to start owing. Hallelujah. You will start owing. So, time is in abundance. That way, it's easier to waste it. But what God actually expects you to do is to number your days. Understand that you will not have the same amount of time, or your time will not be at the same value at every point in your life. So you have to make use of that 1 minute. I'm trying to motivate you to understand that there's so much power in that your 1 minute. Even though you are feeling helpless now, you are feeling even useless or worthless, the truth is that there's power in your 1 minute. If you can use that 1 minute to be sorry for yourself, or you can use that 1 minute to start finding a path to your next level. You can use that 1 minute to worry. A lot of people waste their time. You must get to the stage in your life where you master the art of not wasting your time. It's not everything that is worth your time. Hallelujah. It's not everything. All of us get 24 hours every day, man. They just give you, refresh your account. So in reality, you have no excuse. They refresh your account. That's the only thing that they give all of us equally. Every other thing, we are not equal at all. That's the only resource God gives equally. And making the most of your time determines how your life is. Like making the most of your life. Making the most of your time is making the most of your life. And listen, what I'm talking about is not that you always have to convert your time into money-making mechanisms. No, there are many things you can do with your time. It's a very convertible resource. That's the great thing about it. See, many people don't know that time is actually of more value than money. Many people don't know that. Time is of more value than money. I will give you an example. Time is of more value than money. Time is of more value than money. In fact, rich people use their money to buy time. At the beginning, you use your time to get money, but as time goes on, you have to start using your money to get time. When a rich man employs a driver, employs a cleaner, employs a cook, what he's doing is that he has money. He doesn't want cooking to eat his time, so he hires a cook and pays the cook for the time the cook will use to cook. Somebody get what I'm saying? A mechanic is not smarter than all of you here. You can actually go to mechanic school and start repairing your own car, but that's not valuable use of your time. Because how many times will your car spoil? How many times are you going under your car every day? Except you start repairing other people's car. If it's just for yourself and your one car, it's like saying you want to go to tailoring school because you need to wear clothes. So every clothes you want to wear, you climb machine because you're going out this Saturday and you sew. Then on Monday you have to go to work overnight. You sew what you're going to wear. You can't afford, it's not the best use of your time. So you pay a tailor. What you're paying that tailor for is for the time he used to learn the skill to sew and the time he's going to use to sew for you. It's his time you're paying him for. Not that he's smarter than you. Somebody get what I'm saying? So rich people eventually start using money to buy time. Let me tell you another reason why time is more valuable than money. For instance, if you are married, there are things money can do in your marriage, but there are things only time can do. If you don't spend time with your wife or your husband, you can't grow in intimacy. No money can buy that one for you. You must invest time. You have kids. You need to spend time with the kids. You can't always throw money at them. That doesn't bring intimacy. You can't solve that problem. You have a relationship with God. You must spend time to pray. You can't always give God money and say, God, I've settled you. So time is actually of more value than money because there are a lot of areas where money is limited. You can't impregnate your wife by money. You have to be there. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You have to be there. You can't be too busy. Hallelujah. You have to be there. So if I were you, I would actually be more bothered of things that about things that eat my time than things that eat my money. Because I can replace money. That's another reason why time is more important than money. I can replace money. Is there anybody here that's lost money before in your life? Let me see your hand. You've lost money before. That's everybody. That's every human being. You must have lost money. Maybe sometimes you put your money somewhere, you couldn't find it, or you were going somewhere, the money fell off, or you did a transaction, it didn't come out, or somebody said, I'm going to buy something for you, you didn't buy it. And of course, I've lost money. If a business people, they're always the worst. If you ask any real businessman, I met one man one day, he's a millionaire. He was telling me how much he lost that time, in millions, money lost in millions. And he was just talking to me, I said, it's not a big deal. I said, hi, how are you doing? He said, that's not how business is. That if you let that one pay you, that he said, well, somebody bought a transaction, they didn't pay him something, somebody ran away. He said, it's normal. Don't let it worry you. I was shocked at how calm he was. If I mean lose that money that time. No, it's world war. Eh? You run away, your whole village, I'll look for you. No, the guy said, you can't let that disturb you. So all of us have lost money because the good thing is that you can replace money, but you can never replace time. Can never replace it. It's gone forever. Can you imagine that? It's gone forever. No matter how rich you are, you can't say, I want to buy yesterday back. Can we all go back to yesterday? No matter how rich you are, you can't buy that. But no matter how poor you are now, if you use your time well, you can become rich. That's the difference. So time is a convertible resource. You can buy anything with your time, but you can't buy anything with your money. Hallelujah. Let me show you the things that happen in 1 minute. Let me show you how powerful. This 1 minute that we all stood and did nothing. Let me tell you some of the things that happened in that 1 minute. I will start with some of the simple ones. In that 1 minute, blood circulated your whole body 3 times. In that 1 minute that we did nothing, blood circulated your body 3 times, your whole vascular system. In that 1 minute, you blinked about 15 to 20 times. In that 1 minute. In that 1 minute, your heartbeat was about 60 to 100 times in that 1 minute. It looks useless to you. That 1 minute looks useless to you. It cost you nothing. So you think, but it cost you a lot. In that 1 minute, 250 children are born. This is probably in America. I'm sure with Nigeria, we don't have statistics. Because some are born in gutters, some are born in different places. We don't know where they are born. But about 250 kids are born each minute. About 105 people die each minute. That 1 minute we were here. That 1 minute you were here, about 83,300 people had sex. That 1 minute you were here. That 1 minute you were here, UPS in America, I believe, delivered about 11,319 packages worldwide. UPS delivered 11,000 packages in that 1 minute. In that 1 minute you were here, Apple made about $91,000. That 1 minute we're here, $91,000. That's almost, how much is that? About almost 30 something million naira in 1 minute. Let me give you some more. Bill Gates makes about $15,000 every minute. $15,000. And you know, if you look at it like that, like, oh, well, it's not so much. Oh, it's every minute. Let me give you one. Ronaldo, how many of you know Ronaldo, the guy that plays football? CR7 now, those of you that football people. He makes £347 every minute. £347 every minute. Say, ah, that's not so much. £347 every minute. That comes to £500,000 every week. That's the thing about time. If you look at it per minute, it's nothing. When it accumulates to 1 week, it can be deadly. £347 a minute, that's more money. £500,000 a week. Don't calculate it in naira to annoy you. Just leave it in pounds where it is, JJ. £500,000. In 1 week. The £347
is about 163,000 naira per minute. So let me bring it to you. 347 pounds is 160K every minute. That's somebody's 1 month salary. Oh, 3 months for some people, that's true. Some people don't even end that in a month. A minute. He didn't just start earning that by prayer. He spent many minutes practicing first. Like I told you, how you use your time now determines your worth later. Somebody get what I'm saying? When you pay certain doctors or certain people, you don't just pay them for who they are. You pay them for their experience. That means all the minutes before is still earning them money and earning them value today. In most jobs, maybe they say that you have 5 years. It's inside your salary. They are paying you that 5 years. Even if you didn't earn anything in that 5 years, it has qualified you to the earning of today because they want you to have 5 years experience. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. The point is this, guys. You have to pray like those guys prayed, that Lord, teach us to number our days so that we can apply our skills, because a lot can happen in 1 minute. We just all sat here today and wasted 1 minute. See all the many things that can happen in 1 minute. So this is what I'm saying, guys. Anytime you are tempted to waste time, just try and remember how important that 1 minute is. It's easy to waste it, but you try and teach your, you know, get yourself thinking that this is, I need to redeem this time. I need to convert this time. Now listen, it's not only money you can convert it to. Part of the things you can convert your 1 minute to, it might be impacting your relationships. It might be impacting you. Do you know just spending quality time with certain people can have such a great impact? 1 minute. It can be making an impact in somebody's life. So for somebody like me now, if I'm spending 1 minute with my mentor, it impacts me. If I spend that 1 minute with my mentee, I impact him. But that's a good use of a 1 minute. I must not always count the time in terms of how much I will make. Sometimes it might be how much impact I will make. Because that's how to wisely use your time. Because the average person always thinks about time in terms of how much are we gain, how much money are we make, and that's not all it's about. Sometimes you need to also convert the time just so that it blesses somebody else. Like training your child. Most parents are working hard to send their children to the best schools, but spending time with him and putting home training and putting value is important. Somebody get what I'm saying? You see, money can't do that for you. Money can't give your child home training. Your child can go to the best school in the world and still not have manners. So don't always see time only in terms of money. It's important to see that in terms of money, but that's not the only thing. It's a tangible impact. So spending time with your kids is not wasted time. It's a good use of your time. I remember the argument that somebody saw Wole Soyinka sitting on his seat and asking, and everybody was arguing. The guy was successful. Some people say this is right. See, as you grow, I understand that most of the generation, you guys don't have the same cultures as some of us. But in the era where we grew, and when you see somebody that his head is full of white hair like that, that is 85 years old. Some people at 85, they can't even stand up. So you're even taking a risk by telling him to stand up. What if he can't stand? At 85 years, some people have been pushed. When we're young, you stand up in the bus for somebody older than you. That's how we were taught in our time. It's not about your right. Anything. It's my right to slap Demola. It's my right. I can slap him. What will happen after, we might not know, but it's my right. It's a right to walk out of your marriage. It's your right to do anything you want to do. But we don't live by those things. Sometimes you do what is right, not what is your right. It's your right. It's not by force that I should help anybody. It's not, but if I have sense. So I was shocked that
that is a discussion. Of course. See, of course, the guy is the guy's seat. In fact, we can't even use the word disrespectful. The guy was not being disrespectful by asking for his seat. However, he missed a great opportunity to honor someone that deserved honor. The Bible says we should give honor. It's scripture. So there are specific people and specific instances where the Bible itself asks us to give honor to some people because they are doing it. I can give you a few in the Bible. It said, honor your parents. Hope you know it's your right at 18 to walk away. It's your right. You can't forget your parents. There's no law in the Constitution that says you must remember your parents when you leave home. It's your right to forget them. However, it is right to honor them. So there's a difference. You are not being disrespectful if you don't call your parents. You are just being not so sensible. So honor your parents is there. They say honor your pastors. Honor your parents in the Lord. In fact, the Bible says that those that teach the word of God, they are worthy of double honor. That's how the Bible puts it. So you must honor people feeding you God's word. I didn't write the Bible. So don't come and look at me and say, oh, you have come again. Only pastors. I didn't write it. Go and argue with Jesus Christ. Go argue with your Bible. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't carve it out. I'm not that smart. I wasn't alive when they wrote itself. I didn't even know I was going to be pastor at that time. But they say, honor your parents. Honor your parents in the Lord. Say, honor those in authority. So the Bible even expects that you honor kings. And is there? I don't have time to read that, but I can read it to you. Honor those in authority. So if the governor walks in here now, or the president walks in here now, the Bible expects that we should acknowledge them and give them a good sitting because the Bible says we should honor those in the position of authority. If I even say we should pray for them. I didn't write any of these things. I'm not in a position of government yet. I didn't create these ideas. I know somebody get what I'm saying. It's there. It's there. Hallelujah. There are many scriptures. I don't want to, bring that one. It said, render therefore all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom what? Honor is due. It's there. Now, in case you don't know, somebody like Wole Soyinka, like we said, is 85 years old. Now, I don't know him as a person. I don't even know his values. So I don't even know whether he's religious. I don't know anything about him. But I'm saying he's 85 years old. First, on the basis of age. All his hair is white. All. Some of you here, your parents are 85, they can't walk. That's one. And they never say you should leave your seat and go back to economy. They're just saying sit next to him. So I just ask somebody, so if I see Mandela now on my seat, I'll tell him to stand up. It doesn't occur to me like that, though. I'll just see Mandela now. Somebody I went to prison for 27 years for other people to be free. I'll see him, and the first thing that will come to me is stand up. I'll say, bros, let's take a picture. I'll greet him. I will sit down and ask him questions. So what? How did you? There are too many things to gain than my seat. I know the young generation don't understand what I'm saying. Just listen by the message. He'll understand it one day. So I'll see Mandela sit, stand up. Really? And as the black people and as Africans, as Nigerians, we are losing and lacking the culture of honor. There's nowhere else in the world is done. No? Because you know, we're trying to copy Western people. They have a strong culture of honor. Oh, in America, sir, if soldiers are flying, they board first, sir, in most local flights. If soldiers are flying, if it's a town that has a barracks in the town, they know soldiers fly a lot. If soldiers are, when they're announcing those that will fly, they say soldiers should come and board first. And as they're entering plane, people clap for them. Now, most people that have business class seats, they will vacate their business class seat and tell the soldiers to come and sit in business class and go to economy. This is America that you want to copy. They have sense of honor. Because some people are worthy and due of honor. Somebody that went to fight in Afghanistan for you to be safe, you will see him and you want to get your right of your seat. That's the right you want to fight for in this life. I felt the guy missed a big opportunity. I don't know him, but he missed a big opportunity. Oh, Wole Soyinka is your only Nobel Prize winner in your life in this country. One of the people that put our country in the map because the rest are disgracing us. We are known everywhere as corrupt people and all that. This is one of the people that have brought some dignity. It's like seeing a Chinua Achebe or all those guys that wrote those books in primary school. Or you see your primary school teacher and you have to think it's for him to stand up. Come on, guys. We can't be that dull. In America, when they see their soldiers, they stand up, they give them their business classes, everybody claps for them, they honor them. They honor them. It's very normal. So I wonder how that was a discussion. The woman that fought for Ebola, how many of you know her name? Most people don't know her name because we don't have a culture of honor. If it's America, somebody died for the whole country like that. Big deal. They will make a big deal of it. Why is June 12th public holiday? It's a culture of honor. Why do we have human beings on our money? Because people don't know what, you know, young people don't know what, why they did that. Just think it's just, these are models. We saw them, they look handsome, we snap them. No! All the people you see in our money, they are people that paid certain prices for the country, so we honor them. That's why they printed their face. The whole world is a world of honor. So how can you say you want to fight for your seat? What are you talking about? The people we see in our money, they are human beings. That's honor. You see public holiday. In America, Martin Luther King Day is a public holiday because he died for the country. Even here, MKO, June 12th, it's a holiday. That's honor. So how are we arguing about seats? Shame. That seat is our problem. They didn't even say you won't go again. He said, just sit. Sit next to him. It's a problem. It's an honor. And the sad thing was that a multimillionaire was there and carried the guy's bag. A young boy said his seat he wants. What was I saying before? I forgot what I was saying. Because that boy just annoyed me. What? So, use of your time can be impact. It mustn't be always money. Sometimes you can convert your time into impacting somebody's life. I was talking about home training and your kids. So, you know, most times we want to work and earn a lot of money to send them to the best schools, but sometimes you need to invest time. No school will do for you what your own time, except you are young in this life. If you are old in this life, you discover that there are some things about your life that no other person can take as seriously as you. Have you found out? There are some things that you must attend to it yourself. You can't say, I'm busy. Demola, I want to use the bathroom now. Go and ease myself for you or ease yourself for me. I'm busy. You must go yourself. Nobody can do that for you. Say, I'm in a meeting. Honey, eat rice and stew for me. I can't eat now. No time to go for lunch. So eat rice and stew with Dodo. No, you must do it yourself. Can't be too busy for it. Hallelujah. So sometimes it's not about making money. Sometimes it's about making impact. So you invest the time in blessing somebody's life. That's how to redeem the time. That impact becomes something you can't even put in value. It's invaluable. Hallelujah. No amount of money can cover that one. So, things like developing yourself. All right? Things like developing yourself. See, what makes you? If I call somebody to stand here now, if I let me even use myself, one of the reasons why there can't be another me is because all the moments of my life put together is what makes me. No other person can, except you were with me throughout my life and you did what I was doing every time I was doing it. Why they pay Ronaldo 500K is because he's Ronaldo. Just because you wear the same jersey as him doesn't mean you produce that same thing. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. When they say somebody's experienced, they are counting all his whole life put together. It's what makes him him. That's why we must value everybody, because that person, once he goes, there can be somebody that can take his place, but he won't be exactly. The way that person, this new person will react will not be exactly the way the other person will react, because this one is made up of different experiences, different thought patterns, different things their eyes have seen. Somebody gets what I'm saying. So you must build yourself. It's part of what you do with your time. Develop your own capacity. Develop your capacity. It becomes what people value you for. who you are put together. All your moments. All the moments you've spent. Hallelujah. All the moments you've spent. All the things you've heard. All the way you've developed yourself. Hallelujah. Do you know? Let me say it this way. If this guy here can do a surgery, let's say this Demola sitting here, you can actually do a heart surgery. Or you can remove your kidney surgery. If you can do it, and we call you and say, please, where is your certification? Where is your degree? And you say, I didn't have time to go. But ask people who have been doing it. Ask people who have been doing surgery, but I don't have certificate. How many of you will ask that? But do you know he can actually be able to do it? Hope you know that at the beginning, doctors didn't have a certification. They just did apprenticeship. And the person that they apprenticed over, there was one person along the line that nobody taught him anything. He just opened people's body. So if you don't know that anesthesia, you didn't always have anesthesia. That means in those days when they did surgery, you are awake. And you participate. As in 30 strong men will hold you. They will hold them there. And you are watching the knife open your hand, open your soul, and they bring and say, ah, no, but this kid, we don't open the wrong place. Oh. You say, eh? What did I talk? He say, shh, don't worry, we are coming. We don't distract us. We try to find it. We don't lost something here. You will be there. So we don't know that's how surgery was. That's how surgery was. It was the suffering that made some people saying, we have to be able to knock these people out because it's not good for them to be alive. Awake when they're doing it. That's how surgery was. You'll be awake. They will open your body. They will open your body right there. But if he doesn't have that certificate, even though he might be able to do the surgery, I'll just not take him seriously. Now, there are people that have the certificate and really are not good at it. But in this life, to start, to help us even check whether you're good at it or not, we need to see the certificate. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I'm saying that because I'm doing one online course and it was boring. Oh my God. But you see, I have to listen to the class because I'm going to write assignment and write essay and do quiz. Wow. I would have just wanted to go and sleep. But you see, I'm investing that time because for some things I want to do, that certification is important. And that's how you will need to make those decisions in your life. You can either sleep. You can either play. All those times you used to play, sleep, browse things that are not adding to you. See, some of you, the things you are browsing, in 10 years' time, it will still be zero. It doesn't increase your value in any way. However, somebody else can use that 10 years to get a certification, a training, or research something so well that his next 10 years will be very valuable. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. If you check your life, there are a lot of minutes you waste on things that, okay, you want to watch a movie, that's great. Trust me, I even like movies. Except you're a movie producer or a script writer or an actor that is also learning as you are watching. If you are just watching for entertainment, because some of us are committed to things that don't add any value. So I must be the first in my street to watch the new release. I say, I greet you. So I have no value. However, in whatever field you are in right now, there's something you can be doing with your time that will incredibly increase your chances, incredibly increase your value to either become richer, to become better placed, to become more knowledgeable, to have better capacity. Because the less knowledge you have, the more time you spend on something. If you are more knowledgeable about it, you can do the same thing in a shorter time because you are wiser. So eventually, time begins to even redeem time. Time begins to buy time because you are good at it. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It's like somebody that doesn't know how to use a phone. He can spend 10 hours just trying to find where the volume is. Another person that is very proficient will achieve the same thing with less time, so he has a lot of time left to do other things. So, end of the story is use your time well. Thinking about praying and praying are not the same thing. Wishing to pray and praying are not the same thing. You will never get the value in prayer until you pray. thinking about reading the Bible and reading the Bible are not the same thing. You have to spend your, I'm just saying, you have to literally invest that time to get the benefit inside reading the Bible. If you never sit down and invest that time, you're just reading comments on Insta blog, instead of reading things that, it has value, but you've never given it time. It has actually has virtue to deliver to you, but you've never given it time. You keep reading things that upset you. And let me close with this. One of the things you must not waste your time to do is about worrying and hating somebody. Waste of time. Worry. See, how many of you, by worrying, can add one cubit of flesh to your stature? Nothing is being gained when you worry. Where will I be tomorrow? How will things be? Will I ever marry? My sister, if you worry about marrying or you don't worry about marrying, by the end of this year, what would already be is there. It's going to meet you. So the worrying is not adding value, except you are using that time to properly critique your life and see if there's something to adjust. But if you're just worrying for the sake of it, you're wasting precious time. Worrying about different things. Or the worst one is hating on people. I'm amazed at how many hateful people there are in this life. There are so many people that have unforgiveness, malice, hurt. Listen, if you have any of these things, unforgiveness, malice, hurt, bitterness, you know, somebody has offended you and is still paining you, look, it's better to get it out. The poison of bitterness destroys the carrier, not the person you hate. It destroys the hater. Somebody get what I'm saying? Get help if you need to get help. If somebody has hurt you, you can't keep it. Get help. There are actually people that have organizations and friendships that are built upon the person they hate. Do you understand? These people, we are friends. Our group, the name of our WhatsApp group is Haters of Jumbo. That's the whole group is built around what Jumbo did to all of us. It hurts you more. It destroys you more. You need to get healing and let go of what anybody, whether it's somebody close to you or somebody far from you, whether it's your husband or your wife or your kids or your parents or whoever, no matter what they did to you can be wrong, but trust me, hate and unforgiveness will hurt you more than what that person did to you. It just blocks you. Too many people are suffering because of somebody that they hate and they refuse to forgive. Thank you, Lord. Were you blessed tonight? Come on, give the Lord a hand.